have raisins in me, but you can't pick your parents. But I'm really a cupcake. I'm really a recipe because the cupcake's going to disappear because it's going to be eaten by time. Time! Clunk, clank, clank. I'm the Chambers Brothers Cowbell, and I'm doing my own interviews about what it was like to record the song Time. Clank, clank, clank. All I remember is I got the hell beaten out of me. And a lot of times I'm not used because of so how loud I am. And they don't take me to parties. Nah, the spirit of the cowbell. Imagine how it feels to be a cowbell or a gong or something like that. Or a clave. So you're so loud, but we need you for punctuation. And it was, wasn't it Victor Borge who, I don't remember. Let me say this, friend. I hear you. I just heard that fella. There's some fella laughed. I totally heard you. That's so weird. I shouldn't be able to hear you, but I did. Oh, my word. Sometimes I'm stunned by both time travel, radio, storytelling. And I wonder this. I wonder this. I wonder. People say, oh, you seem to go from topic to topic, you know, on the show, Hardy. I've listened to it, and it seems ramblings. They seem rambling, stream of consciousness. Oh, my goodness. It just goes out in all different directions. There's nothing linear about it. It's not like you're telling a story saying, like, okay, there's a crow, and then this happens to the crow, and then he meets the TA, and then they go on a mission like that, and then to come back to explain that perhaps there is something about this story that points to its own creation, that this story is a product, like the professor in the story, who has created his own purpose out of nothing. You see what I'm saying? So there wouldn't be a story about a crow and a time traveler if there wasn't a radio show that needed a story. And there wouldn't be a radio show if there wasn't a story. Isn't that interesting? It creates itself out of nothing. Oh, my word. I hope that we've created something out of nothing. Something, that's right. Did I steal that from somebody? Juvenile. I'm sorry. I hate to take anything. Paper chasing. Yeah, you walk on fire. You know what I'm saying? Stolen moments you expire. Grown something out of nothing. Yeah, that's Juvenile, I think. From Cash Money. So I didn't mean to steal somebody's words. I try to make my own words up for the show, for the ingredients. And I know that some of the words I've stolen, like the word crow, I did not invent. I took that. And chronine is spelled with an H, like chronos, like time. I think that's very clever. I just wanted to point that out near the end of the show. This is where the notes are. This is the appendix. This is the part at the end that filters everything out. This is where all the poisons and the grit go. This is the end. The end of the show, the end of the crow, and the end of the man telling the story. And where was he telling it? On WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, WFMU.org online, or 91.9 in Rockland County, New York. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy for all of you. I'm happy for all of you. I mean, I'm happy. That didn't sound. I'm so happy for you that you got to hear me. Not what I mean at all. I mean, I'm so happy for the blessing of all of you, or just you, but all of you, if there's more than one. So I'm just happy. I'm blessed for you, is what I meant. Oh my goodness. I'm flustered now because it made me sound. I've revealed how truly arrogant I am. I'm blessed. I must have been so wonderful for you. But it was really wonderful for me. So, that's all that matters. No, Jim, joking again. Bless you. Oh, this is Harry White, and I hope that you join me again next week, and that we tell more stories together. and that we listen and we get to visit, because I think that would be wonderful. So see you again next week.
Great big fire. Stay tuned for the Old Codger.
Best land in the whole United States. Are we on the radio now?
Never see white folks at a strictly colored fair. See them laying them down, boys, they're going to town. You'll see a few light folks, but they all got colored folks' hair. It's given by the colored ladies' auxiliary. Come on, brothers, check in all your artillery. Spend your nickels and dimes. Have some marvelous times. I mean, it's too tight, folks, at a strictly colored affair.
Yes, well, hello, and good evening. Yes, what is that smell? It smells like cigar smoke in here. I wonder why that is. Because I'm here, that's why it smells like cigar smoke. I'm lit up, got my Rancho Malario. See that big sign over there says no smoking in the studio? I'm illiterate. I can't read. Someone told me what it said, but it was too late. I'd already lit up my cigar, and I'm puffing away at it. Yes. Gotta prepare the studio for the guy that follows me. Well, this is your conjure filter from Mac. And the Antique Phonograph Hour, I call it the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. And I'm here for an hour. And you know what I'm doing? Your Lord, I'm playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. And we just heard Cab Calloway and his orchestra, A Strictly Colored Affair. And Larry Clinton and his orchestra did Midnight in the Madhouse. So, I come in here, do a radio show every so often. They have this computer here. Who needs it? I don't use it. I read about this internet thing and how everybody is using this feature called Google to find things. They use Google so they can find things. Well, I live in a Google-free household. I have a search engine. It's called my own two eyes. And when I'm looking for a Fats Waller outtake or a rare Ruth Etting side on Brunswick, I don't need a computer telling me where to find it. If you misplace your car keys, Google won't help. My eyes are as sharp today as they were when I was 105. You got to take care of your eyes and you have good vision, always. I find the best way to exercise the eye muscles is to focus on photographs of Follies girls and Chorus dames. You concentrate on the legs. That causes the pupils of the eyes to widen, which exercises the retinal muscles, and that will strengthen your vision. Now, if you're a woman, this may not work, unless you're one of those women who's having an identity crisis, otherwise known as gender disorientation. Most women can exercise their eye muscles by staring at photos of some handsome devil. I have 8x10 glossies of myself available for the purpose, if you want to drop me a line. And by a line, I mean an envelope addressed to me, affixed with a stamp, and containing U.S. currency in an amount sufficient to cover my labor, expenses, and a tidy profit. You can write to me, care of WFMU. Just please make certain the currency does not display through the envelope window, or Ken Friedman will steal it, and he'll use it to buy crappy music for the station library. Well, there'll be no crappy music from now until the top of the next hour. Only great music, as you hear it on 70 RPM Records. So, let's get back to the music. Old codger Courtney T. Henderson filling in tonight for Mac on WFMU.
Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Benny don't care what mama don't allow, blow his alto anyhow. Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Bobby don't care what mama don't allow, blow his trumpet anyhow. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Thank you. care what mama don't allow, play his xylophone anyhow. Mama don't allow no xylophone playing in here. Trombone playing in here. Mama don't allow no trombone playing in here. Vic don't care what mama don't allow, blow his trombone anyhow. Mama don't allow no trombone playing in here. But mama don't allow, beat this 88 anyhow. Mama don't allow no 88 in here.
Everywhere, can't tell what I want to say. Afraid I'm much too slow. Other lovers get unswell, but when I'm beneath your spell, I can't let myself go. I don't like full of passion I could be. You'd wonder what's come over me, but I don't like. If you knew, I could be romantic too, and even prove how I love you, but I don't like. Can't we take a lesson from the birdies up above? They enjoy life's blessing, and they all get on with a little bit of love, but I don't like. On my knees I'd gladly go, I'd be a regular Romeo, but I don't like, I don't like. When I'm all alone with you, there's always something we could do, but I don't like. I'm not rough, sure I've waited long enough, I want to start and do my stuff, but I don't like. Can't we take a lesson from the birdies up above? They enjoy life's blessing, and they all get on with a little bit of love, but I don't like. If I had a stronger will, I'm certain I'd give you a thrill, but I don't like. Take you home and lock the door, but I don't like.
made man in his own image, and all things were going right. But it seems that man was doomed to sin and fall. Eve, she tasted of the apple, begged till Adam took a bite, and that put the human family to the wall. After Adam was beguiled, woman kept on going wild, causing men to have all kinds of punishments. We can plainly understand, woman was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. What a shame it is that women try to be so much like men. They will run for office if they get a chance. Men had just as well stop calling his dear precious wife old hen, for the time has come when she should wear the pants. How they dress, it is a sight. Wear their skirts so short and tight, they can hardly make it when they cross the fence. But they do the best they can. Woman was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. Yes, indeed, today the woman tries to be so much like man. She will even have her hair cut short like his. Some will gamble and sell liquor. They will bootleg all they can. Oh, it's dreadful how deceitful woman is. They get lipstick in a box, paint their lips and roll their socks. They think they know more than all the presidents. Woman thinks she's mighty grand, but she was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. You are courting one who says she loves you well. Do not think it's true because she hugs your neck. For she surely will deceive you, and she'll slip around and tell that she'd marry you to get your little check. Boy, you'd better take it slow. All she's after is your dough. Just watch out, and very soon you'll be convinced. She'll make love to beat the band, but she was made after man, and she's been after man ever
no te hago caso, y si no te hago caso,
Some Fine Fine 78 RPM music there. Lydia Mendoza and Tour de Ross. For that old friend of mine, Blind Alfred Reed, wasn't really blind. It was a ploy to get people to give him money for charity. He'd be out on the sidewalk. The sign says, "I am blind." And he'd be playing the fiddle and singing. And he'd have his hat down there. People could throw money in it. But then he took the money home and he could count it all right. Fine singer. He's singing Blind Alfred Reed, singing Woman's Been After Man Ever Since. Sal Hoopy on the Hawaiian guitar with fascinating rhythm. George Formby, good British Music Hall singer, sang a song called I Don't Like. And Julia Lee and her boyfriends with Mama Don't Allow. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm on WFMU. I'm filling in for Mac. He'll be back next week. And welcome to all of you. Yeah, sure. I may sound more chipper today than usual. That's because my doctor has adjusted my daily dosage of PEP pills. I have taken PEP pills for decades, and I can attest to the beneficial effects of PEP pills. They boost vitality. They give you vim. If you're already full of vim, you will be vimmer. Whatever it is that reflects your personality, it will be magnified. If you are cranky, like me, your crankiness will reach awesome levels. It will be so overpowering, it will overwhelm the joy of anybody nearby. If you are misanthropic, like me, it will make you hate everyone, even the people you love. It will make your loathing of your fellow man so potent, it will kill hippies. Now, I have not had my dosage increased to the levels where I can kill hippies with a hardened glance. I do not possess such superpowers. But I have occasionally wanted to strangle a few, or introduce one to a bar of soap, or some good music for a change. Anyway, I'm glad my doctor has increased my dosage of PEP pills, and that my doctor has this special knowledge of what makes the codger tick, and what keeps me ticking and ticked off. PEP pills. PEP pills are good for what ails you, even if what's ailing me is you. Well, running out of time here. I'm talking too much, I guess. Got to get back to... I brought so many 78 RPM records, it looks like I won't be able to play them all. So let me see how many I can squeeze in the 60 minutes that I'm allotted this evening.
I've gambled on the board. The seven wonders of the world I've seen, and many are the places I have been. Take my advice, folks, and be sweet first. See pretty brown in beautiful gown, and you see tailor-made and hand-me-down. You meet honest men and pickpocket skills, and business never closed and still somebody get killed. And if Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two that never drank booze. And the blind man on the corner sings a Beale Street blues. I'd rather be here than any place I know. I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. I'm going down to the river, honey, by and by. I'm going down to that river, and there's a reason why. Because the river's wet, and Beale Street done gone dry.
retrained. I've got a reputation for being very dense. I never mix in politics. I haven't got the sense. But when it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the time. The other boys don't shine, 'cause loving is my line. And I do more on lemonade than others do on wine. And when it comes to making them sigh, I've got Fairbanks beat a mile. A girl was very sick, they gave her up for dead. A hug and kiss from me and she got out of bed. When it comes to loving the girl, I'm away ahead of the time. Every town is noted for its kind of goods, and Maine has got a reputation for its woods. Now I want to tell you, and I think I should, just because I came from Maine, don't think I'm made of wood. For when it comes to loving the girls, I'm way ahead of the time. I loved a girl one day who always used to pray, and after that she took up snappy stories right away. And when it comes to making them sigh, I've got Fairbanks beat a mile. I was in a taxi with a girl named Lil. When we got out, I walked away, she paid the bill. When it comes to loving the girl, I'm away ahead of the time. Times.
because my sweet, sweet is gone. He left me all forlorn. I had him on my hands, I got him off my hands, but I can't get him off of my mind. A week I've been around with the shadows counting sheep. I never knew that I would sit around and cry, but now I'm the weepin'est kind. Nobody knows my poor heart aches. I guess I'm paying for my past mistakes. I had him on my hands, I got him off my hands, but I can't get him off of my mind. I had him on my hands, I got him off my hands, but I can't get him off of my mind. I haven't slept in a week. I've been around with the shadows counting sheep. I never knew that I would sit around and cry, but now I'm the weepin'est kind. Nobody knows how my poor heart aches. I guess I'm paying for my past mistakes. I had him on my hands, I got him off my hands, but I can't get him off of my mind. No how I can't get him off of my mind.
Hey, that is Florence Brady. And Now That He's Off My Hands on 78 RPM Record. That is everything that you hear during this hour, except me. I am live. I wish I had some surface noise around me. Be a lot more comfortable. Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Rendezvous with Rhythm. Eddie Cantor sang When It Comes to Loving the Girls. I know what that's about. I love younger women, age 45, 50. But I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. We heard Fats Waller singing about Gladys. Not playing about Gladys. He wasn't really singing on that one. It's called Gladys. Willard Robeson sang the Beale Street Blues. You told the WFMU. I'm Courtney, the old codger, filling in for Mac tonight, playing 78 RPM records. You know, I've been on this station for so long. Yes, I've been grandfathered in. And I, as I have explained on a previous program, the AARP revoked my membership because I exceeded their age demographic. That's what happens when you outfox the actuaries. And, as a matter of fact, Social Security also stopped sending checks decades ago because they claimed it was people my age who were bankrupting the program. As if there are other people my age. Yeah, sure. But you know what? Let's have some fun. I still get junk mail from the AARP, and that gives me an opportunity for some playful mischief. I get their mailings, and it always contains, I open up the envelope, and there's always a postage-paid return envelope inside, addressed back to the AARP. Well, I take that envelope and I stuff it with organic refuse and I mail it back at their expense. Something like, you know, banana peels sealed in a baggie. Maybe some old coffee grounds or something scooped out of the cat's litter box. You know, you should do this too. I think the people opening up these envelopes at the AARP are bored. That's what they do all day. It's drudgery. They pick up an envelope. They open the envelope. They empty the contents of the envelope. They put it in a pile. And then they repeat it over and over again all day. Well, just imagine their surprise and delight when they open a lumpy envelope and out falls a bloody bandage or a wad of used toilet paper. I think it makes their day. It gives them something interesting to talk about when they came home from work. Just imagine the animated conversation around a dinner table. I like adding excitement to people's lives. It's too bad more WFMU disc jockeys don't feel the same way. Instead, they spread malaise and despair with their crappy music. Well, I don't do that. I play great music on 78 RPM records. Let's hear some right now.
Thank you. you're close to my heart. Never thought I could, never dreamed I would miss you when we're apart. Maybe you've doubted me too. Here's how I feel about you. When you're gone, I wander on to all the world. I'm like a stranger and I'm so forlorn when you're with somebody else. Each night and day, the skies are gray, the birds, the bees, the trees, the summer breezes fade away when you're with somebody else. It's hard to care and have to share the love that I've known. Oh, can't you see I want you all for my own? I know that love's a game, so who's to blame? I hope and pray and keep on wondering if you feel the same when you're with somebody else. Oh, when you're gone, I wander on to all the world. I'm like a stranger and I'm so forlorn when you're with somebody else. Each night and day, skies are gray, the birds, the bees, the trees, the summer breezes just fade away when you're with somebody else. It's hard to care and have to share the love, sweet love that I've known. Can't you see I want you all for my own? I know that love's a game, so who's to blame? I hope and pray and keep on wondering if you feel the same when you're with somebody, when you're with somebody else.
Sheep, necker, and jelly beans, lend me your ear. Though you think you've been petted, don't be silly, forget it. Deb, Flapper, and Baby Vamp, bawl me to tears. What do they know concerning love? Come to me for your burning love. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. Flapper Vamp, say, what do they know? Come get your hot stuff from this volcano. I'm an overheater, try and beat it. Hotsy, totsy, hot and tot. Now it may be snowing, but when I get going, oh baby, I'm hot. You can't keep your collegiate charmers. Their loving isn't worth a dime. Away up in Alaska where the natives freeze, an Eskimo left my hut in his BBT. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time. I don't want to brag, but in my hotel suite, a dozen firemen are overcome by heat. A Scotsman wants to marry me, the dear sweet soul. He thinks with me around, he'll save a lot of coal. I met a movie star who's famous for his patch. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened, I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. I don't pet and only neck them, no sir. I'm a mama who loves to wreck them. I can make them sizzle, make them fry and frizzle. If you want to know the truth, I can warm the cold ones, give the old ones back their flaming youth. I was born in the hot Bahamas. Right now I'm in love and pride. Others pet and kiss and hug and don't know what it's all about. Say, when I kiss men, they feel they've had their tonsils taken out. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time.
twinkling like diamonds set in the sky. I find myself flying and thinking, where do ponies go when they die? When your friends have all turned their backs on you, and your heart is filled with remorse, no lips could say words that are truer than a cowboy's best friend is his horse. At night on the sad lonely prairie, when the heart starts into stampede, when it seems that all hell has been loosened, your faithful old horse takes the lead. When your friends have all turned their backs on you, and your heart is filled with remorse, no lips could say words that are truer than a cowboy's best friend is his horse. Unflinching they lead through the desert, and unflinching they'll swim rivers wide. When a cowboy finds himself in danger, his faithful horse stays by his side. When your friends have all turned their backs on you, and your heart is filled with remorse, no lips could say words that are truer than a cowboy's best friend is his horse. And at that last roundup in heaven, where the master with angels discourse, there'll be but one wish from a cowboy, a pasture for his faithful horse. When your friends have all turned their backs on you, and your heart is filled with remorse, no lips could say words that are truer than a cowboy's best friend is his horse.
That was a George Gober, a young George Gober, singing a cowboy's best friend is his horse, Sophie Tucker before that. Yes, Sophie and I have a history. Yes, Sophie Tucker and I were an item for many, many years. I can prove it. Just look, see? No tonsils. Yes, she took them out with one kiss. There's Sophie singing her signature tune, I'm the Last of the Red Hot Mamas. Before that, Ruth Heading, we were also involved, but Mo the Gimp chased me away at the point of a gun. I got the message. I left. Ruth Heading sang When You're With Somebody Else, and Edmund Hall playing his Celeste on Profoundly Blue. Well, you know, I'm out of time, which is a shame, because I'm not out of music. I've got another 45 platters here, but the guy who's coming in next, I think he wants to take over and do his program, play you some crappy music. That's what they do here at WFMU, except when I'm on the radio, which of course is not often enough. Well, anyway, I got to make way for Best Show on WFMU. Coming up next is Tom and Mac and the Antique Phonograph Hour. We'll be back next week. I'm Courtney T. Edison. Your Codger, filling in tonight. Stay tuned, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And I don't know what this next thing means. It says online at WFMU period, O-R-G. Do with that what you will. We'll be right back.
show on WFM. Best shows.